very big decision, Brothers, because I think, you know, because of the club itself, you know, it was a big decision to come here in the first place. But I had a lot of respect for Cecil and for Worcester, and that's been born out of my time at Leeds. So I knew that, I thought, you know, I felt I knew the club well, and always admired the ambition and what Cecil's done here with the help of a lot of other people. And secondly, my relationship with Richard as well was a big thing to come. And it's been an even bigger decision to leave because of my respect for those, you know, the two people I've mentioned, also, you know, the club itself. So it was a big decision.
Since you've come 2 years ago, tell us, you know, if you could make a list of what you think you've done for the club, what would it be?
Well, I hope, you know, that people remember that, you know, I helped Richard to get us promoted, which was the first part of the job when we both came. And the second part of the job was to retain the Premiership status in year two, which, again, we've done. You could always, you know, a couple of close games, we could have finished a little bit higher up the table possibly, but ultimately, you know, it's been mission accomplished, I think. And, you know, I've enjoyed the fact that we've achieved what we said we would achieve initially, or what we set out to achieve and what the board asked us to do. And also, I think, you know, I've hopefully put a forward system in place that, you know, anybody else that comes in, there's a framework for him to work with. I'm sure, you know, he'll put his own stamp on it. But, you know, as a group of forwards who are quite, you know, open to learning, you know, there's a, you know, they're a very good group to interact with, and there's a very vibrant system for him, you know, for him to come into. And you know, hopefully, you know, I've helped individuals, you know, forwards mainly, but some of the backs as well. And, you know, I'd like to think I've helped some of the individuals develop their game and their skills. And, you know, it's been a very satisfying, you know, 2 years for me, and I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, I'll be watching the club with interest over the coming years.
These lads that have come through, I know you've worked quite closely with some of them, Matt Mullen and Matt Kvesic and Jake Abbott. As a group of youngsters who are maturing, how good are they going to be?
I think they can be, well, they can be anything they want to be, really. I think Jake has developed. You know, Jake said last year, you know, at contract time, you know, I'll prove what I can do for you. And I admire somebody who says that and actually goes out and do it. It's easy to say, but, you know, the lad has been fantastic. He's developed, he's learnt, he's been, you know, been superb. And, you know, Kvesic and Mullen, those two, they could be future England internationals, British Lions. They've got it all. Kvesic is, you know, arguably up there in the potential at Warburton and Tipperick, are showing back in Wales. You know, I've been lucky enough to coach under 20 rugby over the last couple of years prior to coming here, and I saw Warburton in that system, and I saw Tipperick. And now they have come through and played international rugby for Wales, and Kvesic's in that bracket. The young man is a real top player in the making.
Does that give you, you know, because you work with the under 20s, and you, from your point of view, is that them as much satisfaction as you can get? Okay, you know, you want to be successful, you want to win things, but when you see lads who develop from, well, you know, spotty teenagers into international rugby players,
yeah, that to be honest with you, brothers, that is why I coach, really. You know, of course you want to see the team being successful, but for teams to be successful, you've got to have a lot of quality individuals to do that. And I know, and all those three guys we mentioned are Worcester guys through and through, and they're very committed to the club, and it's a great satisfaction seeing them playing as well as they play. You know Jake this year has, you know, his decision making, you know, around the breakdown has improved immeasurably. You know, his scrummaging, his contribution to the scrum, you know, just as Tavita, has been excellent. And that gives me great satisfaction. And for me, coaching is about, you know, is a giving job, and it's seeing people develop and enjoying their rugby. You know, I take as much satisfaction out of that as anything, to be honest.
Moving to Cardiff, I mean, it's a great move for you because you still live down there in Wales, but what sort of a challenge? That's going to be a different challenge for you.
Yeah, it is. But in many ways, it's very similar. You know, it's an outstanding group of young people there, young players. A lot of them who I've coached either at the Scarlets actually or in the under 20 program. And it's a place that's going through a lot of transition, like Worcester has the last couple of years, and you know that's what excites me really. There's a similar opportunity there, as there was here 2 years ago. But you know, I'm going there as the director of rugby, and sort of the buck stops with me, so to speak, which I've been used to all my coaching career really. And you know, it's a, it's a